Doing Hilchos Kedushin Simen Chaf Ches Sif Yutes. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber discusses a situation where you say Shoel Chafetz Michavero, Chafetz Michavero. Person lends, borrows a Chafetz, an object from his friend. He borrows his friend's ring. Viodio Shirota Lakadish Isha Mikudesha. So I borrow a ring from you, and I let you know I want to use your ring to marry this woman. So that's why I tell him. So the halacha is that's a good kedushin. So you can see you're allowed to borrow a ring. You don't have to buy the ring. And we know you ask under the chuppah, did you buy the ring on your own? So the chassan has to buy it on his own. We'll see why that develops. From the reading of the mechaber, you don't have to buy your own ring. You could borrow a ring from somebody else. As long as the mashiel, the lender, knows that you're using it for kedushin, it's permitted. We're going to explain why that is. Now, v'im lav, the Shulchan Aruch says, if the mashiel is unaware that you're using the ring to marry someone, then it's a harezu safek mikudeshes. That's a doubt whether or not that's a good kedushin. So what's behind this whole discussion about letting him know or not letting him know? Again, I'm borrowing from a person his ring, or from a woman more likely her ring, to marry another girl. So I have to let her know that I'm using the ring for kedushin. So look at the Beis Shmuel here.
She's giving it back?
Shoel has to be given back, exactly. You return it back later. So look at the Beis Shmuel in Sif Katan Memches. The Beis Shmuel says as follows. Hodio Shirota Lakadesh. So you let the Mashal know that I'm using this ring to marry some other lady. So Azamrinan Shigamar Bilibo. So we understand that this Mashal, the lender, is convinced in his heart, Litain Lo Bo'oso Inyan Shiyoel Lakadushim. That person says, whatever it takes, I'm going giving this ring to you to use, whatever language you need. It's all yours. So what does that mean? V'im lo yo'yo b'lashin she'ela, she'hei b'lashin matana. So let's say she'ela doesn't work. Now there's a machlokish rishonim, which we're not getting involved in. There's a machlokish rishonim whether or not you could use a she'ela to give to somebody else. What's the lacha? What's the criteria when it comes to kesef kedushin? What's the criteria needed to do a kesef kedushin? What's the goal? When you give her money? What? Well, what is considered a kesef kedushin? Doesn't have to be money. Shaprut, it has to be hana. Some hana. As long as she gets some hana, that's good enough. So hana doesn't mean that she necessarily owns something, but as long as she could use something for the next few days that's being lent to her, that would be enough hana. So in theory, I could borrow something and then give it to her to use for the next week. That's a hana of a shavapruta, and it's a good kedushin. She'll return it back to me to give to the rightful owner.
That's me for next week, or could be for just one.
Whatever it is, whatever the amount is, whatever shavapruta is. It could be an hour, it could be whatever the shears. So then I return it back to the original owner, and then everything's fine. She got her hana of a shavapruta. Now that's a machlokas rishonim, whether that really works or not. So it says that this is the Beis Shmuel really quoting the Rush. So he says, the initial owner of the ring says, I'm giving it to you to do whatever you need to do to get it to be a good kedushin. If she'ela works, so let it be a she'ela. And if she'ela doesn't work, he says, let it be, again, im lo yo'il b'lashin she'ela, then she'hei l'shem atana. I'm giving it to you as a gift, then to give it to this woman. U'lecha pachos, and at least it will be tihei amatana al-manas l'hachzir v'tihei mikudeshes. It will be a temporary ownership, a temporary gift. A matana al-manas l'hachzir is stronger than a she'ela. There are different levels. I don't want to get into all the levels right now, but if it's not a she'ela, if she'ela doesn't work, then I'm giving it to you as a matana, but I'm going to ask that you return it back to me at the end.
But with either of these, whether it's she'ela or matana manas lahachzir, if I borrow something, do I have the right to give it to a third party?
So you're letting them know that you're giving it to a third party. This is the case, the first
right.
Scenario.
As long as he knows,
he's aware.
Give it to me, I'm
going
to ask
exactly.
Allowing me to do that.
We're going to get to a case, let's say he doesn't know. We'll get to another scenario, but right now he knows that it's being used.
Why are we not worried about the woman being mocked there in the das on the false pretenses thing that she's actually going to keep it?
We're going to discuss a lot of those crazy cases, but right now we're also assuming that you're telling the Kala that it's also only for the next few days. Everyone knows at this point. Everyone's aware of what's going on. Okay, so that's a good kedushin. V'yikneyu min ha'isha v'yach sirena. And then he has to get it from the woman, but then he has to return it back to the rightful owner. Oh, this is a big chiddush. Oh, yachzir damav. Or you're allowed to actually return the money. If I was given from you a matana amnas lahachzir, ideally I should return the actual matana to you, but I also can return the money in place of the gift you gave me. So if you give me a watch, I'm nasla hachzir, I could either return the watch to you, or if you're okay, I could return the money, $100 to you for the watch, and hold on to that gift. Assuming strange, you agree with that.
Strange terminology, no?
Which one?
You're not returning money. Because
well, it ends up being a sale then. But
you're giving him money, but it's not. You're not returning
No, I have an obligation to return it back to him. If I don't do a matana amnas lahachzir, if I don't do the chazara, then the initial matana is completely null and void, and it was never mine in the first place. I'm a gazlan. I built in the tanai, I'm giving it to you on condition you return it to me. If you don't return it to me, then your whole ownership was all begzela. So I need to return the object, or if not an object, the money. So then he says, ki anosein l'hanosein matana l'chaveiro amnas l'hachzir im eino machzir lo akli. If you don't return back that kli, that ring, rakadamim havi chazara, and you return the money, that's actually considered a good enough chazara. V'oz, in that case, ein tzarech l'hodiya la sheshal akli. In that case, let's say you plan. Let's say you plan on returning money back to the... You borrow from a woman, you borrow her ring, and you let her know, I'm using it for marriage. So I can actually give the ring to my kala and not let her know, as long as I give money back to the original owner of the ring. So if I plan on having her keep the ring, this new kala of mine, so I could just let her keep it and just pay money back. If I plan on returning the ring back to the initial owner, then I need to tell my kala, this is only for the next week, give me that ring back, now I'm returning it. Okay, different scenarios. We're trying to build up. So maybe we shouldn't go through this whole Beis Shmuel. It gets a little confusing. If Dr. Waltuck, who again is sponsoring Kiddush tonight, is getting confused here, maybe I should jump ahead.
It's not right about that. It just doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, but these are the crazy cases that are going to lead to actual halacha l'maisa. So even though this case doesn't sound like a very advisable case, there are many halachas that come out of this.
The Gemara brings a case where he borrowed to be Mekadesh, and the halva money that goes out is
right, but that's not halacha l'maisa case. That's a gemara. But we're trying to think. These are crazy cases. We're going to try to derive something that really is very relevant halacha l'maisa. So that's the first crazy scenario. Again, if you want to read the rest of the Beis Shmuel for cases of where you don't tell the mashil, there are ways around that as well. Fine. So right now a sheila works. I could borrow money, a ring from a girl, and use it to marry a kala, and that works. Either I return the ring back to the initial owner, or I can return money back to the original owner, and that's considered a good kedushin. Now let's go further in the Ramah. The Ramah writes now, you go to Hu Adin L'Socher Kli Ochefet Mechaveru. If I rent a ring, or you rent another object from someone, V'Kidesh Bo, and I marry a kala with that, Shal, so that also works as well. That's good kedushin. Because schirus is considered kinyan. So we're going to get to in just a second the Beis Shmuel. Maybe we should do the Beis Shmuel now. So look at the Beis Shmuel in Sif Katan Memtes. The Beis Shmuel says, Hu adin l'socher kli. If I rent a ring for the week, for the day, whatever it is, hine bedin ze im schirus liyoma memka. There's a shaila. If I rent something for a day, is that considered mechir? You saw this recently? Okay, so this week we're actually doing this in the morning chabur. We're actually going to see this also. The person rents something for a day. Is that considered mechira? Is a one-day sale a sale? Is that considered mechira? Who cares? So Ayin Tosus Perkazov Sham Kasru Le'inyan Ona Kaimalon Memcharhu V'lo L'Shar Dvarim. Tosus Paskins that if you rent something for a day and that rent is above, it's Ona, it's more than what the actual going rate is, that will be a violation of Ona, that's considered a Mechira for that day. But regarding all other halachas, Schirus is not considered a Kinyan. I cannot own it. Fine. Then he says, Ayin Tosfos Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezvav, and a bunch of other sources, so Nafkamina, so who cares whether Schirus for one day is considered a Mechira, I own it for the day or I don't own it for the day? So the Nafkamina is, Im Schirus Liyoma Memchar Yochel Akadesh Beguf Hakli. So if I rent it, I go to the store, I say, I want to rent this ring for the day, I bring it to my chuppah, does that work? Do I own it for that day to now give it over to this kala? V'tzarech lehodiyala she'sachar kli. Now I need to let her know that you only have this for the next 12 hours, then you need to return it back. B'vim lav, then domer the sheil. If I can't, if I don't own it for the day, it's only viewed as a sheil, I'm only borrowing it, but it's not viewed as ownership for the day, then ein yachal kadesh beguf hakli. I can't use the ring to marry her. I can only use the hana she gets out of it, but not the actual ring. Ulefize, according to this, the pasak hacha ketosvos, the lav memcharhu. That doesn't work. That when I rent a ring for the day, it's not considered mine for the day. I don't own it. I can't use the object as the conduit for the kedushin, but the hana she gets for using it for the day, that will be considered a good kedushin. Okay, let's jump. Yeah, sorry.
What language do you use?
I guess you probably have to say Hariat Mekudesh Li Betabazu. You could say Betabazu, but if it's Hana, right, then you probably have to say Bahanazu of some sort like that. Something like that.
And when we said before doing it with the cover of Shul, with
right.
Shayla, mm-hmm. as long as everybody knows, is that being Mekadesh with Gufa Kli, or is it even being Mekadesh there also with the Hana?
That's Hana. With days. The She'ela, it's definitely the Hana only.
It's just the Hana. You can keep this for a week, and that's enough.
Exactly.
Shava Pruth is worth of Hana.
Exactly. Schir is once I pay for it, so then it's right. possible so I actually own it.
So when we said it originally, beginning of the Sif,
mm-hmm.
was She'ela was only with the Hana.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. So then let's continue going in the Beis Shmuel. We're building up to something that is really Halach Lamaisa. We're getting there. So then he says, "Vim yesh biyado mashkon miyisrael." Let's say I have a collateral. I lend you money, and you give me an object, a ring, as collateral. So then, einu yachal akadesh b'hanas kishut. I cannot. This is interesting for those learning who just finished Ezu Neshech. I cannot use this kli as a mashko now to marry a woman because mishum dehave kiribis. Why? Because now she used it. I get married to her. That's hana. I get the ring back, and I return it back to the lova. When the lova pays off his debt, I give back the mashkum. So now I return back the halva. But I got ribbis, I got some hana, because he borrowed money from me. So he's paying me back, and he also gave me additional ribbis of using his kli to get married to somebody. So that's interest on top of the loan that I gave him. So one is not allowed to do that with a mashkum. Okay, interesting case for those who just learned Ezu Neshech. Ella, what you can do is Ella beguf hamashkum, Yachal Lakadesh, with the actual mashkon, you can the tzarch lo dialashu mashkon biyado. Then you can give it to her if it's the actual gufa the gufa mashkon as opposed to the hana of the wearing. So again, if it's a guf, you're allowed to use it. That's not considered hana. But if you're giving it to her to use, to wear, to look beautiful at the wedding, so then that's going to be hana. That's considered ribbis.
So the mashkon has kinyan in it.
Mashkon, yeah, that's the Rabbi Yitzchak says that. Rabbi Yitzchak says when I. That's his chiddush. He says, when I have a mashkon, I have a chiyuv to give it back to the ani each morning so he can wear his clothing. He has no clothing to wear. He gives me the clothing to wear. So the Gemara says, you have to return it back. The pasuk says, you need to return it to him each morning. Why? It's not mine. It's his. Elamai, the Gemara says, you see from there that the person who's watching the mashkon actually owns it and has a mitzvah tzedakah to return it back to the ani each morning. Yeah.
So if you, let's say, someone borrows money from you and he gives you a collateral, like a loan, and you could use it. He says you could use it. So is that ribbis then? Yes. And when he pays you back the money, you give him back the loan.
Yeah. It's again. It's a complicated case based on the parak we've been doing in Daf Yomi. But if you don't detract it from the loan, then yes, it would be considered ribbis. Okay. Let's jump down a few lines in this Beis Shmuel. If you look now where it says the kvar pashut haminug, it's around three lines where we just stopped. Towards the end of the line, it says kvar pashut haminug lekadesh bechle klisheula haynu kisheshal. Lekadesh. Okay, the custom had been to actually use a borrowed kli, because the Mechaber clearly says you're allowed to borrow a ring and get married with it. Al koponim, kol ha-mesad ha-kedushin tzarech lizar lishol es-achasin in ha-tabas shelo. Oh, why? Oh, imshal ha-tabas. You have to ask him, is it yours or did you borrow it? And imshal ha-tabas, and if you borrow the ring, tzarech lishol also, you have to ask him, im hodil ha-masha, did you tell the lender whether or not shiraton lekadesh, but that you're using this kli to marry someone, gam imshal minabal o minaisha. Did you borrow from the husband or did you borrow from the wife? We didn't see the rest of the Ramah there, but if you ask the wife to borrow her ring without asking the husband, that's a problem as well. So you have to ask all these questions, which we don't ask under the chuppah. Asha yesh lebal kemo shekasa besamach. So what would have to happen, what apparently was done in the times of the Beis Shmuel, was that they would ask, was it yours or not? If it was yours, then there's nothing to talk about. If you borrowed it, well, did you ask the mashil? And did you ask the husband if it's from the woman? So all these questions have to be asked under the chuppah. Okay. Now let's go further in the Ramah. Ramah writes now, if you look at the Ramah, we got to Shal Kol Kli Me'isha. If you borrow a kli, a ring of some sort from a woman, sheyesh la baal, that she's married, v'kidesh bo, the Ramah, v'kidesh bo, and you use that kli that you borrowed from the woman, and you marry someone with it, choshishin l'kedushin. We are concerned that it might be a kedushin. Afa pisha komasha konsa isha konabayla v'lo shal min habal. So it would seem that if I ask her to use her ring, she has no right to give me her ring, because anything that she owns is really owned by her husband. So I never asked the husband, I asked her. So even though you would think that it shouldn't be a shayla, she has no right to give away that ring, says the Ramah, we are choshish that maybe she does have the right. It's not a vaday kedushin, but it's a chashash that maybe she has the right to offer up her ring, and maybe she doesn't have the right to offer up the ring, since the husband wasn't asked. And therefore the Ramah says it's a chashash, it's a safek kedushin. Okay. So now look at the Chelkas Mechokek Sif Katan Lamin Hei. He says, Shal Kli Meisha Sheyesh Labal. You borrow a ring from a married woman. Kolomer Afa Pisha Odia Shirota Lakadesh Ba Isha. You tell her, I want to use a ring to marry some other woman. Mikol Makam Lo Have Rak Safek Kedushin. It's only a Safek. Why? Holvil Below Yedias Baila Asasa. You never ask the husband. However, he writes, Achshav, the custom now, says the Chelkas Mechokek, is Nog in Lahakel, Ktsas, Bezeh, we're lenient. Kishain La Chasan Tabas. You're under the chuppah, and the Chasan loses his ring. So, Sheulin Me'isha Acheres, you ask some other woman who's there at the chuppah, Omedes Sham B'shas HaChuppah, Ach below Rishas Baila. The custom was, apparently it's pretty common, I'm not pretty common, but it happened, that the Chasan lost his ring, he didn't come with a ring, so you ask someone else there.
Probably wasn't lost, they probably couldn't afford to buy them.
That's it could be that. Whatever the scenario was, that they didn't have a ring, so they asked someone, can you please lend us the ring just for the next few moments? Mishum de mistama ain't a baal makbid. The makbid, the husband doesn't really care for her to use this ring to have someone else get married with it. And therefore, he's not makbid litain b'matana amnas lahachzir. And therefore, it's considered a good kedushin to borrow, even from a woman who wasn't asked, whose husband wasn't asked. So the Ramah writes, it's a safek only, but the custom, the times of the Chelkas Mechokek, it was considered a good kedushin. It was actually practiced lichat chila.
So when she gets to have hana, that for that moment, having the ring put on her finger, what's the kinyan?
The hana's kishud by wearing a ring. That hana is considered a shavapruta, and therefore she gets married through that. A shavapruta is 1 or 2 cents. That's all it is. Not much. So whatever, that's enough of putting a ring on is considered probably 2 cents of hana at least. Okay. Now look at the Beis Shmuel Sif Katanun. He argues on the Chelkas Mechokek. He says, Choshishin l'kedushin, Sif Katan Gimel, Hainu chashash ba'alma, v'tzarech l'kadesh osa mechadosh, you have to have a new kedushin according to the Ramah, kedesh yehei kedushin vaday, you want to have a certain marriage, v'chelkas mechokek, kasav b'zman hazeh, makilin b'zeh, v'shoalin t'abas me'isha b'lo rishis b'ayla, v'enu yodeh lama makilin. I don't know why he's makil. He goes against the Chelkas Mechokek. Vein lomar atam. Maybe the reason is mishum denicha leinish lemevad mitzvah v'mamon shalo. Where's that Gemara from? Anybody know where the Gemara says that?
Where?
Pesachim, right? Gemara Pesachim. He's going to get to that point in a second. The Gemara Pesachim says, let's say I rent a house from you. I buy a house from you, and you told me it was cheskas baduk. It was checked. I go to the house and there's chametz all over the place. So maybe you could say it's a mekach talos, or maybe you should have to make the guy pay for the cleaning costs. The Gemara says, Nicha the Inish, the Avid mitzvah b'mamona didei. The guy is very happy to use his money for a davar mitzvah. So maybe the same thing here also. The reason why you don't have to ask the husband is because the husband is very happy that his ring that he owns, that his wife's wearing, is being used for another mitzvah of kedushin. So it says, don't say that's the reason. Why? Dizeino, that doesn't make any sense. The Yeshlomar b'kia gabne lo lichale. This particular case he's not so happy with. Kemosha kasa b'mordechai perik elu mitzias. Heicha de'isa shem hefsid mamon. When there's some loss to him, like what? Kegon limud b'sefer Torah v'svarav. Where it wasn't very common to have many svarim like this. So you're very careful about every sefer you had. You don't want people using it and abusing it. As dafka kishi yodea mizeh amrina nichalei lemevad mitzvah b'mamon shelo. Only if you let him know and ask him to use something that could be potentially destroyed. If he allows you to. But if you don't ask him, then you can't use it. Aval Shalomi died without his consent. Lo, Kemosha Kasa Borachayim, Simon Yudalim, Besimon Taf Lamadzayim, Imkain, if that's the case. Imrota Lakadesh Isha Betabashal Acher, Lo Amrina Nicha Lebailav Lemevad Mitzah Bimamono. We don't think he wants his money to be used. You can't do this. You have to say this. Why? You could take any item from a person, go to his backyard, take his, I don't know, whatever's out there, his bike, and use it to marry a woman without asking. Because I'm always happy for my property to be used for mitzvah. Certainly that's not the case. One should not rely on this chelkas mechokek, and unless you have the consent of the husband, you cannot use the woman's property.
It doesn't depend on tefillin. You can use somebody's tefillin.
Right, so the Gemara talks about the Shulchan Aruch talks about cases of tefillin and talis. So there's also a Devar Mitzvah. Where do you draw the line? Svarim, things that are easily broken. What's the chashash of tabas? Is the tabas going to get ruined by being worn one time? So I'm not sure exactly why the tabas is the chashash of hefsed mamon, though. Not sure. Okay. Let's now move to the Pischei Tshuva here. Two interesting tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer. Okay. So you look down at the bottom here, it's Sif Katan Chaf Ches. It's really on the right page, but we're going to go over to the left page. It just quotes the Dibur Maschil. Chayfetz mechavero vehodio. You borrow an object and you let the owner know that I'm using it for Kedushin. Ayin Ber Heitev, he says, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, Shekasev, Ubedarche Moshe, Kasev, Kfar Pasha Minag, already said, Akopanim, Kol Mesadar Kedushin, Tzarech Lizahir, Lishol Esachasan Im Hatabashalo. That's why we ask under the chuppah, is this yours or is this borrowed? Now, even though if it's borrowed, it's really permitted, we have a lot more complications. So that's why we always really recommend that they buy it with their own money. But then he quotes the Ayin B'tshuvas Chassam Sofer Simen Pei Vav Odos Mesader Echad. There's one Mesader Kedushin. Sheshachach Lishol Tachas HaChuppah. He forgot to ask that big question. Was it borrowed or owned by you? Im Hatabashalo Ulaachazman. A few days, a few weeks later, Nisbar Hashaya Shel Kala Atzma. It was actually her own ring. She gave the ring to him. I actually had a case like this where the Kala bought her own ring for herself. So now it was her ring. Shekala Maser Mafteach Argazal Lenashim Lotzi Misham Tabashala. She gave the key for her friends to take the key out of the safe and Lidna Lachasan. Now give it to the Chasan. Lekadsha to marry her. Now this Maisa came, this Hashayla came in front of another Rav, and he required a second Kedushin, another set of Eide Yichud, b'makom chuppah. What was the reason? What was the reason why he required a second one? When she gave the Kala, gave to the Chassan, wasn't that a Kinyan? So I bought the ring, but now I give it to you as a Matana, it's yours. So that should be good. What was the Shayla? So the Gemara, he explains, Perish Tamo Mishum de Begitin Daf Chafam Rebeis has a following discussion. The Shaila is as follows. If a woman writes her own get, and then she hands the get over to her husband, is that considered his now to hand her back the get? Because we know he has to own the get. So she wrote it up, and now she handed it over to him. So is that considered a good Nesina? So this is a Shaila that happens in the Gemara in Gittin. Do we say, does a woman have the capability, does she know how to be makna something over, or not? And the Perish HaRajba, Mover B'Kitzer B'Bei Shmuel, Simen Kuf Chavdal Tzivkatun Yotes, Maskana, the Rajba's understanding, now he's a Das Yachid, but there is a Shita of the Rajba. He thinks that the conclusion of that Gemara is, the Rav Ashi, the Isha, Koseves Gita, Mitam Hefker Bezin, Velo Shiyada Laknuye. The Gemara concludes that if she writes her own get and she hands it over to the husband can then give her back the get. But not because she knows how to be makna things. Because Bezdin steps in and says, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. We are forcing a transfer of ownership. But she doesn't know how to do kinyan. It's Bezdin steps in here. So now, Imkain, what we could take away from this Gemara is, Hacha b'kedushin. Now, again, the general idea is that she cannot be makna dvarm over. She does not know how to make kinyanim. So only in the context of Gittin, where the concern of an aguna, where the Chacham stepped in and said, we're going to allow the transfer of ownership, because Hefker based on Hefker. But outside of the world of Gittin, we won't allow the Kinyan to work, because a woman doesn't know how to be Machna things. So that's what he says. Imkain, Hacha b'kedushin, delo shayach akni le rabbanan. There's no reason for the Rabban to make her and Machna the tabas over to the Chassan. Demehecha teisa lemevet takanazu. Where's the precedence for making such a takana in regards to kedushin? Therefore, Eina Mekudeshes, And therefore, since it wasn't a good kedusha in the first place, it was really her own tabas, her own ring, kol biolosov zenus, v'karchach yesh lahatrich kedushin v'chupa shenis. That was the psak of this one Rav. So the Chassam Sofer didn't like this. And he explains as follows. Who's Zal? The Chassam Sofer responds back. Hey Shivlo, d'lechora lefi ma'asha chashash lahatrich kedushin v'chupa michadish, a new wedding, Nimtsu ksuva v'chasharos shenasin biyamim muktamim upsulim, and throwing out all the paperwork, the ksuba, the tanaim, everything was thrown out the window. All that, that's his pshat. Ela dalze yeshlomer li sura avid takanta avalinin mamona samach arov v'chal mefarshim dafshata v'habayi. That really, in terms of iser, there's room to be choshesh mitzad isurim, but to say now retroactively all the dini mamonis, all the ksubas and the tanaim, all the money that went passed over, the dowry and whatnot, to say that that's possible as well, that's very hard to say this, because all the other mefarshim argue in the Rashba and they say de'isusa yada laknuye, that women are able to and capable of passing over a kinyan. So in the world of get, she could pass write the get and give the get back to her husband to give to her. And also in the world of Kedushin, she could give a tabas to her chassan. So, ach be'emes, yeah, sorry, I skipped a line there. Yeah, ach be'emes, ain't tarch lachush lezeklau. There's no reason to be choshish for this at all, to require a second Kedushin. Why? Chada, number one. Gam de la Rajba, ain't a machlet, de la yada laknuye, rak psveka havi. The Rajba is not so clear that that's the maskana. He's mistapik whether or not, he's mesupik whether or not it's a, she has the ability to be machlet. That's number one. Vimkain, if that's the case, lo shavkinam shituse de choluama. The rest of Rishonim understand that she pashit knows how to be makne. So why would we ignore all the other Rishonim who say that she can be makne and embrace the sveikel sharajba and to say the das yachid who only holds vasafik? That would be very strange to do. V'od, moreover, the gam ilo yada laknuye. Let's say we give in that she doesn't know how to be makne things. V'lo yavle b'matana b'tar sheil yavla. She doesn't give it as a gift, but she could give it to lend over as a she'ela. And we just learned above, and that's how Rashi and the Tosas learn, that she could give it over as a she'ela. Vim Kain, so when it comes to Bishlam Baget Bai Vinasana Mishelo, that the husband has to give his own Vilamahani she'ela. So she'ela doesn't work for the world of Gittin. Because the husband has to give his own get. He can't give a borrowed get. Aval B'Kedushin, so she knows how to do a she'ela. Kaven the she'ela lo kedai kedai laskatesh bo hare shal lo shir kishin shavapruta. So we pass in the above in the mechaber that a she'ela, an item that has been borrowed, can be used to perform a kedushin. So let's say we grant the Rashba that the kinyan doesn't work for gittin. We don't need a kinyan. We need a she'ela for kedushin, and that's enough.
Can she give it as a
matana? So we're that the point is we're suggesting the Gemara, at least according to the Rashba, she doesn't know how to be makna things as a matana. She can't create. She doesn't know what that means. So if you assume like the Rashba that she can't give a matana, which is a das yachid anyways, the Rashba will agree she could give a she'ela, and the she'ela is all you really need to accomplish a kedushin. So based on these reasons, the Chassam Sofer paskins that this case was a good kedushin in the first place, and there was no need for a second kedushin. Okay, there's another interesting case here. It's already 10:30. I'll tell you the case outside quickly. The case is where the mother of the chassan, the mother of the chassan gave a ring to his son to give to the kala, which is a more likely scenario nowadays. It buys the ring for them. So the mother gives it over, and the now the kala was aware that this was her mother-in-law's ring, and she was planning on returning it initially, in the end rather, returning it back to her mother-in-law. So she accepted such a kedushin. But the chassan, when he took the ring from his mother, he thought he was being coded that ring. He never accepted it as his mother's ring and planned on giving it to her forever, to the kala. So now there's a misunderstanding from his perspective because he thought this is Mamashe real kinyan. So based on that discussion, he ends up proving that really the kedushin was good, but I'm not going to get involved with it. If anybody wants to see, you can take a look here. It's not a hard piece here, but that's the case he discusses.
Why is the minimum expectations more than that?
Yeah, that's part of the understanding, exactly. That, you wanna, let's go through it. You want to go through it, guy? Yeah, let's go through it. Fine, let's look inside. Fine. The Chassam Sofer says, we're in the left column in the Pesachei Tshuva, two lines down, the end of the line, Ayin Sham Od B'Simen Kuvav in the Chassam Sofer. He says, B'Chassan Echa, there's one Chassan She'imo Nitna Tabas L'Kadesh Bo, where the Chassan's mother gave him a ring to get married with Tachas HaChupa. Vakala yada. The kala was very aware of this. Shezeh hatabas hu shel imo. She knew this was his mother. V'shechozer achas man. And she planned on returning it back after a few days. V'savras v'kibbutz. She was willing to accept this. That's okay with her. V'nishkadeh shalom. They did the kedushin. Achula yada. The chasin didn't know this. V'savar shu shel akala b'atma. He thought he was giving it to the kala to keep forever. That the mother gave it to him to give to his kala, the kachibo. The shiv achar yamim, after a few days passed, no da davar became aware to him, v'nishal, he asked him, tzarech l'achzor ulakacha olo. When the mother gave him the ring initially, but he thought he was getting the ring for keeps and giving it to her, that he wasn't aware of that it was going to be returned back to his mother. What's the case? What's the psak here? Sinei yesh kan makom shtei sfekos. There are two shilas that have to be dealt with here. One, bima kanahu hatabas the kadesh bo isha shehu kibel me'aim. He accepted the ring from his mother. The savar shu shaluach ilav mekala shalo. He thought it was sent to him from his kala, that maybe she is the one maybe originally bought it and sent it back to him. Vadas came mashuk, but he took it to keep forever. Ve'emes, but the truth is, he shall aim. It was really the mother's ring. He wasn't planning on acquiring from the mother. Maybe it shouldn't be a good kinyan at all because he wanted to be kone it entirely. And in the end, it was really only kone for a few days. So that's one suffix. His das of the kinyan wasn't in line with what the mother was planning on doing.
He definitely wanted to kone it for the purposes of marrying his wife.
But he wanted to kone it forever. He thought it was a kinyan liolam. Yeah, but either way, it's not the same understanding of what the mother tried doing wasn't in line with what he planned on accomplishing. Sveika Hasheni. The second doubt is the nisinaso la kala. When he gave it over to the kala, kihu savar shetabas shela kala shen nisnalo bematana la kachibo. He wanted to give the ring to the kala as a matana. V'chaven shu shelo mamish. He thought this is mamish his ring now because his mother gave it to him. That's what he thought. Shuv then nosana tabas li. Tivuin litzmisis alamim. He planned on giving it to her liolam forever. So the two questions are: well, how he received it from the mother was not in line, and how he gave it to the kala was also not on the same page. Ubemes, but the truth is, ha'em lo nilalo el amnas lahachzir. The mother only gave it to him to give to her to ultimately give it back to the mother. So v'hu shoel, and he's only a borrower. V'zeh pashit she'ashoel kli mechavero v'not no la'acher b'matana em nesinazu klum. If a guy gets a gift as a matana amas lahachzir, and I give it to another guy, so that means I stole, in essence, from the original gift. Okay. Let's jump down one line now where he answers the question.
Well, that's a little different than here, because the mother knew that he was giving it to her. So.
The
mother knew that he was going to give it to her, so it's different than...
But his intent when he gave it to the kala was to give it as a matana liolam, which he didn't have the right to do. He only had the right to give it as a matana amas lahachzir.
Why don't you need the father's... Because it's the mother's...
Let's say the father was dead, I don't know. Right, yeah.
How did he get it from the father?
Okay, the father agreed, or the father was dead, or divorced. Fine. Gemara says, right, Gemara. The Pesach Tshuva quotes further, the last three lines of the column here.
Divorced woman knows how to be
marked? Yeah. Oh, no, so that's another shot. We're not talking about that point here. Yeah. Regarding the first suffix of how he accepted it from the mother in the first place. Again, the mother wanted to give it to him as a temporary matana, amnas lahachzir. He was trying to receive it as a matana gemura. So how do you deal with that shaila? Nira Pashit Dekana Hatabas Mimo. It's Vadai a good kinyan. Why? Deha Kasava Nemuke Yosef Beperk Cheskas Abatim Daf Mem Aleph. The Afagav Deha Oder Benichse Ager Uksaver Shushalo Lo Kana. I'm working on a guy's property. I don't know that the guy was a ger. The guy died. Now to be Kona Nichse Ger, if I just fix the property a little bit, that's a kinyan. Now I didn't know the guy died though, so I'm just happened to be fixing his land. Turns out he's dead. But I did not have kavana to be kohen in the property, that's not a good kinyan. So here too also, I didn't have the same intention when she was giving me the ring, I didn't have that intention, so maybe it shouldn't be a good kinyan either. The Gemara says you cannot, rather the Chassam Sofer says you can't compare the two cases, why? When there's das acheres makne, another person is giving it over, in this case the mother is giving it to me, really, even though my understanding was different, I wanted to have a full kinyan, but das acheres makne, the mother wanted to give it to me in a certain way, even though we don't think the same, well, I was thinking one thing, and she was thinking something else, the das acheres makne will focus the kinyan and make it a good kinyan directly to me. So too, if I'm on someone's property, trying to mow the lawn, and the guy wants to be machin it over to me, that would be a good ma'aser kinyan, even though I don't know of it, since the mocher is alive and is willing to giving it over to me. So since there's a mother in this case, that mother is machin it over to me, even though my intention wasn't exactly what she had in mind. So when I received that ring, it was a good acceptance of the ring. Now, the second svar of me giving it over to her, look at the next page now, and we'll stop here. I'll just read a few lines, and then we'll close. He says, Elinian Tzavik HaBeis, with the end of the top line there, the right column of the Pischei Tshuva. Elinian HaTzavik HaSheni, the second child of, when I gave the ring to my Kala, I gave it to her to keep forever. And she knew she was only getting it for a few days. Nir Gam Kein De'ein Chashash B'davar, there's no concern here either. Af Agav De'Havadai Da'Shoel, Eino Yachal Itein B'Matana, even though when a guy borrows it, I can't give it over as a gift. Kelim HaShulim Lo. Ach kfar mevur bedivrei aposkim benosen kli lechaver lekadosh boisha aminan das hanosen sheheg bechol ofen hamol. When a person gives something over to accomplish kedushin, his das is, I'm giving it to you, whatever works. If it's a matana, it will work. And if it's not a matana, at least let it be a shela. So he has in mind, whatever path is going to be effective, let that be effective. And that's why it works. So even though his real intention was for matana, his overall intention was, let this kedushin go through whatever it needs to take it through. So since it's not a matana, since I don't own it, it will at least be a shela for the time being. And through that will be considered a good nesina and a good kedushin. Okay.